Takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
the makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I used to wonder about him. I'd see him in the morning early, starting away with his dog and his gun for a day in the woods, and I'd see him come back empty-handed. Most of my other sportsmen friends used to like to brag about the number of birds they'd killed. But he'd come in without a thing, say he'd had a grand day, and one day I got him to tell me about it. This is about the way he described his experiences. Out in the woods with a dog and gun is my idea of a real day's fun. Tain't the birds that I'm out to kill that furnish me with the finest thrill, 'cause I never worry or fret a lot or curse my luck if I miss a shot. There's many a time, and I don't know why, that I shoot too low or I aim too high, and all I can see is the distant whir of a bird that's getting back home to her. Yeah. Getting back home at the close of day. And I'm just as glad that he got away. There's a whole lot more in the woods of fall than the birds you bag, if you think at all. There's colors of gold and red and brown as never were known in the busy town. There's room to breathe in the purest air and something worth looking at everywhere. There's the dog who's leading you on and on to a patch of cover where birds have gone, and standing there without move or change till you give the sign that you got the range. That's thrill enough for my blood, I say, so why should I care if they get away? Fact is, there are times that I'd rather miss than to bring them down, because I feel like this. There's a heap more joy in a living thing than a breast crushed in or a broken wing. And I can't feel right, and I never will, when I look at a bird that I've dared to kill. Oh, I'm just plumb happy to tramp about and follow my dog as he hunts him out. Just watching him point in his silent way where the bobwhites are and the partridge stay. For the joy of the great outdoors I've had, so why should I care if my aim is bad?
Comrades, comrades, ever since we were boys, sharing each other's sorrows, sharing each other's joys. Comrades, when manhood was dawning, faithful whatever may be time, when danger threatened, my jolly old comrade was there by my side.
Vinny.
Yes, Mr. Guest.
Do me a favor, will you?
Certainly. What is it?
Will you tell right now that story you were telling me the other day, you know, about your mother saying that bread and butter made boys strong and built muscle? I think our listeners would like to hear that.
Oh, sure now. Why, that's the story about the neighborhood bully who had us all buffaloed when we were kids because no one dared to call his bluff. But one day, Mother baked bread. And homemade bread with plenty of butter, Mother always said, helped build muscle and help make boys strong. So, after indulging ourselves, my brother Dick and I decided to test the truth of my mother's preachment, and we challenged our bully friend that same afternoon. And to our surprise, he started to run away. Well, now, this fella had always boasted that he could lick my brother and me at the same time. But after the vitalizing effect of that homemade bread and butter, he wouldn't even fight me, and I was the smaller of the two.
Regular white bummer, eh?
Well, I don't
that
know.
That must have been Land O'Lakes butter. I suppose every child in the land has noticed what Bud noticed. Says things aren't fair in this house. Says every time Mother gets ill, you go out and buy ice cream for her. Every time I get ill, he says you make me take castor oil. And one day I overheard him discussing castor oil fully and thoroughly from every point of view. He says, I don't mind lickings now and then. And I can even stand it when my mother calls me in from play to run some errand right away. There's things about being just a boy that ain't all happiness and joy, but I suppose I gotta stand my share of trouble in this land, and I ain't kicking much. But say, the worst of parents is that they don't realize just how they spoil a fella's life with castor oil. Of all the awful stuff, gee whiz, that is the very worst there is. And every time if I complain or say I got a little pain, there's nothing else that they can think except castor oil for me to drink. I notice, though, when Pa is ill, that he gets fixed up with a pill. Pa don't handle Mother rough and make her swallow nasty stuff. When I got a little ache, it's castor oil I gotta take. I don't mind going up to bed before I got my chapter read. I don't mind being scolded, too, for lots of things I didn't do. But, gee, I hate it when they say, come, swallow this, and right away. Let poets sing about the joy it is to be a little boy. I'll tell the truth about my case. The poet here can have my place, and I will take his life a toil if he will take my castor oil.
Tommy tells his mommy that he's got a tummy ache. His mommy may keep Tommy home from school. Tommy's daddy thinks his tummy ache is just a fake, 'cause Tommy doesn't want to go to school. Tommy groans and makes believe he's very, very sick. His daddy has a method that will cure him very Tommy yells, I'll go to school, though all his plans he'll spoil. He'd rather go to school than take a dose of castor oil.
Ladies, you know, once before on these programs, I told you about overhearing a woman in a grocery store ordering butter from a grocer. Well, I remember so distinctly just what that woman said. She said, oh, yes, and a pound of butter, please. She didn't ask for any particular brand. Well, now, apparently that woman didn't appreciate the fact that there's a tremendous difference in the butter you buy. She didn't understand that some butter is churned from sour cream, while other butter, like Land O'Lakes, is churned only from sweet cream fresh from the dairy farms. And what a difference that makes, and how important it is to know those things, especially during hot weather, when any butter starts to get soft the minute you take it out of the refrigerator. Yes, it certainly is true. If you use Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter, you don't get any sharp, strong taste, only the flavor of fresh, sweet cream, lightly salted to enhance the flavor. Try it any way you like. Season those fresh-cooked baby carrots with Land O'Lakes, and just notice how it seems to bring out their garden-fresh flavor even more. Try it on hot biscuits or rolls. Oh, there's where you can tell the difference. So I'm saying to you, don't just ask your grocer for a pound of butter, please. Ask him for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Once you try it, you'll use it always.
A little dream castle with every dream gone is lonely and silent. The shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. Our beautiful garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window, I see your face. But when I reach that window, there's empty space. The key in the mailbox, the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door. A cottage for
a lot of truth in that song, Eddie Howard. There's nothing on earth so lonely as a lonely man. Woman left alone can wash her hair, fix her fingernails, but man is absolutely helpless. I tried once to describe that horrible time when the family's all away. They're all away and the house is still. The dust lies thick on the windowsill. And the stairway creaks in a solemn tone this taunting phrase. You are all alone. They've gone away and the rooms are bare. I miss his cap from a parlor chair. And I miss the toys in the lonely hall, but most of any, I miss his call. I miss the shouts and the laughter gay which greeted me at the close of day. And there isn't a thing in the house we own but sobbingly says, you are all alone. It's only a house that is mine to know, an empty house that is cold with woe, like a prison grim with its bars of black, and it won't be home till they all come back.
From the land of the sky, blue.
Have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, for extra freshness, extra flavor, buy Land O'Lakes, the world's largest selling sweet cream butter. Your grocer has it for you. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Statement of fact of which I'm very proud and for which I'm very grateful. I asked her to be mine, and now the thought occurs for 30 years and 9, the fact is I've been hers.